Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There is still, this morning, so much military might around Capitol Hill that the major players in Washington are talking no violence today, but they're also talking more violence to come. The kind of talking that I think ought to focus on members of Congress who are stoking violence, doing things like packing pistols. The rookie member, Lauren Boebert, for example, elected in Rifle, Colorado, a 33-year-old tough-minded advocate of the Second Amendment, owner of a restaurant in Rifle in which her waitresses are packing loaded pistols. Upon arriving in Congress, she told the Capitol Police that wherever she goes around the Capitol, she's packing a pistol strapped to her hip. No problem, say the police, because Congress has a rule that says no law passed by any state or federal government shall prohibit a member of Congress from carrying an unloaded firearm around the Capitol, except inside the chambers of the House and Senate. Unloaded means no bullets in a gun. Bullets carried separately? No problem. It's also no problem for congressional assistants to carry a member's firearm around the Capitol, even when the House or Senate is engaged in a passionate debate about that Second Amendment, and continue their debate outside the chambers. Members and their assistants are not required to tell police they're bearing arms or how much ammunition they have in their pockets. So, how many members of Congress are bearing arms in the nation's capital? The police have no comment on that. How many assistants are bearing arms? No comment on that either. Not enough, I hope, to shoot up the nation's capital. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.